away.
Come on, play with me.
I wonder how many AFL players are being as annoying as Joel Selwood from what we saw, and that posted by his wife, Britt. He's been good enough to join us, the Cats skipper. Where are we? Where are we finding you this afternoon, Joel?
Yeah, no, I'm at home, still at home. I got kicked out a little earlier, out to the balcony here, but I'm back in at the moment. So everything's nice and safe in here.
Tell you what, that soup looked all right that Britt was cooking up.
Yeah, should last us a while too. There's only just myself and her in the house, so there's no sharing of this one.
How are you coping? And I guess how are you keeping in contact with all your mates and your teammates, I suppose, at this stage?
Yeah, I've been coping all right. I mean, it's a unique circumstance that we find ourselves in. It's scary. It's sad in many ways. I mean, going to the footy club last Monday and just seeing a lot of people laid off and without work, without pay. I've been one of the guys that's been there for, 14 years now. So a lot of these people become friends. So that was difficult. The boys are going okay. It's still fresh. It's still new to them. But we have a WhatsApp group that's lighting up a bit too often at the moment. but we've had some exciting things today. We've had Grime Myers turn 21, which is exciting. So we try and celebrate that. And we actually had a baby, and I can't name the player just in case they haven't told the family members, but we've had a baby join the group today too.
Very nice. How much of your attention has been on fitness and maintaining your level of fitness?
Oh, I love it, Jace, to be honest. That part of it, that's the hard part is just trying to be creative in what you can use around the place. If it's not at the footy club and you have to find yourself on the streets, usually it is a park that you go to and you can use the monkey bars and for chin-ups and, a seat for dips and whatnot, but you can't even do that anymore.
That's banned.
So it's being creative around that. And I think what I like out of it, you have to be a self-motivator. So for a lot of our guys, it will be a testing time, but it's one that it won't hurt them.
But that's the key to it, isn't it? You love it and you don't find a problem with your motivation. Who are the ones that genuinely need a little bit of motivation sent their way to do it?
Well, lucky it is, it's 5 o'clock and some of them don't. Hopefully they've all got Fox footy, but hopefully some of them aren't listening. But, well, we probably have a few in that category, but they're everywhere too. I worry about our boys in Perth, who is Jordan Mudguts Clark, but he's got a couple of brothers, hopefully, that can kick the footy with him. And then back here, Quentin Arkell's over there. I worry about him a little bit. Brandon Parfitt's another one. He's been in rehab for a long time, and footy was just becoming exciting to him. So he's got 2 months back on the bike, which we spent a lot of time in over the pre-season period.
Joe, I know it's a long way away, but when we get back to football, we're going to have a compressed season. We're going to have, we may have 5 games in 3 weeks. For someone like yourself, is that going to be a challenge to get yourself up for all those games, or how would you be placed?
It's a great point, King. It's an unknown right now. We don't prepare for it, in the training that we do either. Like even throughout the week, we would do a lot of match play. But in saying that, it's sort of like, you don't tackle as fierce as what you would in a game. But even round one, I found that the game was it was quite electric, the game that we played up in Sydney, mainly because GWS didn't give us the ball that often and they use it so efficiently. But it's one of those ones, the game might just change a little bit too. We found ourselves behind by 2 or 3 goals and thought, our way of trying to get back in the game was we actually have to try and put a bit of pressure on him and kick a couple, which can go in the other way too most of the time, where they put a couple more on us and then extend the lead a little bit more. So the challenge of getting the body up, I think we'll just have to play around with that when the time comes. But we're expecting that it'll probably go that way.
You know your body really well. As you said, you've been around for 14 years now. What would be the shortest turnaround that you could cope with?
Oh, well, I've only ever done 5, I reckon. And we had a period there. We had a period there where we played 3 games in 12 days. So there were 6-day breaks, 2 6-day breaks in between, but 3 games over that period. that was pretty taxing. But then again, the game, you know, the time was extended then compared to what it is now. So we'll just have to wait and see.
In terms of skills, Joel, I mean, obviously it depends on how much you can practice. And you made a good point. If Jordan Clark's got brothers, that means you can actually kick to somebody during this period. But how long do you think it would take the players? How much training? I mean, we talk about the fitness, but the actual skills, time of handling the ball again to get back to close to their best.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. Yeah, it will come down to a talent thing a little bit. But, I mean, we've got a couple of the Irish boys that kick it better than most of our guys on our list too. So, you know, it just depends on how the boys take up this period. At the moment, we're still allowed to train with one other. So we've grouped the boys a little bit. And Sam Menengola has basically been the leader of that. He's our strength and conditioning sort of guy that we go through. And he makes sure the programs are hard enough so we can work through this period. So it's an interesting time, and whoever does it best might just find them with 8 extra points at the end of the year.
I kind of like the idea, Joel, of players coming back, everyone a little bit underdone, a little bit short of touch, and getting straight back into it, because I think you're right. I think that might accentuate the skill gap between some of them. Would you have an issue with that, with players being a little underdone and then still trying to cope with the games, getting straight into it?
The only worry that I have, Jace, is that we might be playing guys that are still in the development phase, yep, and it might take away from the game a little bit. So what I'm talking about is we might have, which we probably will have to go down to player 35, 36, 37, 38 on the list, which is usually they're in a phase of their career where they're just still trying to get better and still trying to spend time with coaches to work on different things. So that might be the only thing that takes away from the game. I like that. We might not get everything right, and you might just have to go out in there and play footy too, because for the footballers, I think it'll make it a great spectacle.
What else are you doing, Joel? What are you watching? What are you listening to? What's amusing you?
Yeah, that's a good question too, Kingy. We've actually amusing me. We've got Tom Hawkins. He runs a quiz at 12 o'clock during the day. So we all log on to Zoom, and there's about 30 cameras up. So that's the Herald Sun quiz. So if they could keep them coming, that would be great.
Who's winning them?
Oh, Tommy Atkins, Darcy Fort, big leader. Zach Tui's also up there. We've got Josh Jenkins. He's got a book club, which has been quite interesting. Not too many volunteers for that one. And then Harry Taylor, he's the star of the show. He's actually put a budgeting spreadsheet together for us. So he's our financial advisor at the moment. That the boys are checking in with him, and he's helping the boys work out just where everything's at and what they should be doing right now.
A lot of players have developed different skills or invested in hobbies or other things. Have you gone down any of those tracks? Are you developing your culinary skills, or have you found a different sort of pastime?
I actually checked in with Angus Brayshaw the other night on the onions, yeah, cooking the onions on the barbie. It's one thing that I actually enjoy doing is cooking. So I might continue doing that for now. Send Brit over to the shops because she knows where everything is, and then help her in the kitchen.
Can you track that for us? Can you show us from start to finish with a recipe and send us the final product over the next couple of days?
Oh, do you want people to keep viewing the show, Jiggy? Because you might lose a couple, I reckon, along the way if that was the case.
Hey, we know the pay dispute was a hot topic last week and it's been sorted, Joel. But have a few of the boys found any new jobs to do during this period just to supplement their income?
Oh, only Tom Hawkins looking after the quizzes and JJ after the book club, Harry Taylor. I guess they're the ones that were sort of mentioned that have found the new jobs and could easily find themselves in another industry. But for the other boys, it's you know, they've been checking in with fitness as usual, which is nice to see. And it's only week one. That's the hard thing. We're not sure how long this thing will go for. So keeping their attention might be the hardest thing.
I think you're right about the only week one. It's a long way to go. Hopefully not too long, but we really appreciate your time, Joel, and sounds like you're going to find ways to keep yourself busy and ready when we get the call for action again. Thanks for being with us, mate. We appreciate it. Good luck in the kitchen.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and stay safe.